Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a man who took his wife to a sex club for her very first trip. He got to watch a show of her kissing a woman and kissing a different man. I could be reading from a couple who spent 10 hours on the road to Florida just listening to my sexy voice and maybe acting out some fantasies. I could be reading from a man who took some special pictures for a very special editor we all know. You just never, ever know. And if you have erotic fantasies, questions, stories, you just want to say hello, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You are 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to this creation. Dude, that's all I can say. My head is still literally spinning, and it's Tuesday. I'm finally caught up on sleep. Lots of hydration. My skin's maybe not quite as glowy as I like, but it's almost back to hydrated. You know, that's how it goes when you travel in any capacity, right? First of all, I'm just going to say go. Just absolutely do not question yourself. Just go to Club Tempted. Just go. But here's the thing. I want to thank each and every one of you who drove many, many hours. I think the furthest one was 8 to come out to see me. I cannot put into words how just thank you. I really can't put it into words. It really spun my mind when anybody, even if you drove just 2 minutes down the road, just to come see little old me. It's just an amazing feeling. And I will never, ever forget that. If you saw me on the dance floor Friday night, I'm sorry, my manager drug me out to the dance floor to the Cupid Shuffle, which apparently you need to know left and right. And as you all have been around long enough, I am directionally challenged. So forget it. I literally had to look at my hands. I mean, I know the dance. I've seen it done a billion times. No, I get lost in my own town, people. I'm lucky that from St. Louis to Louisville, it's just 70 to 64, straight shot. Even Cole wasn't worried about me. So, you know, come on, people. You're going to ask me to dance. Don't make it one where I have to look at my hands, because I'm dying laughing. I had to stop like 3/4 of the way through because I lost direction on where everybody's going. It was just a whole, it was not classy. Let's put it that way. I have no rhythm. I may have Native American in my veins, but I could not get us a thunderstorm dance to save our lives. We would just die of dehydration. That's how I'm going to put it and leave it right there. I had an amazing time. I was there alongside ASN Magazine, Casba Inc., Full Swap Radio, Miss Amanda, the hot porn star that she is, that I use her if I get into trouble. Say, I do. I literally, if I know I'm going to do something sticky or get me into trouble, I'm like, hey, I know a porn star, which is completely true because I really do know a porn star. So if I ever tell you that, just it's Miss Amanda and she's amazing. So go check her out. Check out ASN Magazine. We were also there with the Fun Pineapple Podcast. Amazing, you know, very, you know, just it was an amazing time. Definitely a party that I think you should do if you've ever seen it up. They're fun. They're extremely crazy. So if you're looking for a little crazy, they are definitely ones to go. If so, I've got two crazy people that I, you know, sensual, I guess, goes with crazy, right? Okay, on to the club. I haven't posted the videos yet, but I did take some. It wasn't a professional walkthrough. It was me and my clumsiness, but I did start to give reviews of the rooms. I have not seen 50 Shades of Grey. I'll be that honest, but I have read the books. I read them up when I was laid up from a surgery. However, if when they described the playroom and how classy but kinky it was, this is it. This is so sensual of a place, so kinky of a place. And I know, ladies and gents, I have nothing to compare it to. But you know sometimes how fantasy doesn't translate to reality? 100% here for me. 100% across the board. So very sensual, so very sexy. Think of any sensual, sexy song, like even Marvin Gaye, for those of us that, you know, have that vibe, or all the way to anything else that we can think of, the whole sensual, sexual, kink vibe. They blended it like art. Period. The end. Hands down. If I can put that in your head, just like I said, I didn't watch any of the previews. I had no idea what I was walking into. There are plenty of other YouTube channel that they walk through the club. You can absolutely go through those, but I invite you to go in with an open mind and ready to be blown, because I know I was. Like I said, the only thing I haven't compared to is hotel takeovers or the Pines. And again, those are classes of their own. That being said, going to the company itself, well-oiled machine, the security, top-notch. They were all the employees, they were all wearing black, so you couldn't distinguish between security and the staff. But here's the thing that I loved about that. First, I thought, I was kind of nervous. But as a single female, I can honestly tell you, I don't know how they do it. It's like, if you were trying to be sneaky and sneak a cookie out of the cookie jar, there's no freaking way you could do it. Because I'm telling you, 30 seconds after you see one employee, 15 to 30 seconds, you'll see another. It's like a well-oiled machine. That place runs, you know, if someone's out of step, you may pick it up. I didn't. But that being said, it just was amazing. John and Tanya run an amazing place. Like I said, they do an amazing balance of kink, sensual, and a very comfortable place for you to explore your fantasies, your fetishes, and anything in between, if there is any, right? So if you're a newbie, single woman, single, or even a couple that's never been to a sex club before, we all know this was my first one. It definitely will not be the last time I'm there. And I definitely, when visiting other sex clubs, I have some high expectations. Just saying. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some Filthy Cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I'm a 50-something married man. Let's call me William. I was traveling overseas on business recently, and while sitting in an airline lounge between flights, I had quite the extraordinary experience. There I was, minding my own business, when I heard this feminine voice say, "Do you mind if I sit here, William?" I immediately looked around to see the very familiar, beautiful, elegantly matured face of a long-ago girlfriend, whom, for the story, I'll call Kim. She still had the same beautiful eyes and smile I so foolishly let go in my 20s when I was young and stupid. We lived together for a couple of years, and I was her first sex partner. We chatted and brought each other up to date on our lives. She had married and been for many years, though she said was less than fulfilling. I invited her to join me for a drink and some dinner in the lounge. She accepted, but said she'd like to take a shower first. I told her I'd intended to do the same and said, "Why don't we both do it now and have dinner?" I agreed. We walked over to the desk where a lady coordinated my showers. I couldn't believe what I heard. Kim said to the lady, "My husband and I would like to take a shower." "A shower each, or are you happy to share one?" the lady replied. "Sharing one is fine," Kim quickly replied, looking at me with a cheeky smile I long remembered. We entered our allotted shower suite, And she locked the door, turning to me and telling me this was a fantasy that has played out in her head many times over the years, and she wasn't going to miss the opportunity. She undressed in front of me. She had two kids and aged 30 years, but was still as sexy as ever. "Well, are you going to take a shower with your clothes on?" Kim said cheekily. I immediately stripped, and my raging hard cock sprang out. "Well, hello, old friend," she said, and she took my cock in her hand and led me to the shower. The water over her body was so sexy. We kissed passionately, and I held her against me. I washed her sexy body with my hands, exploring her everywhere. Soap running down her pert breast drove me wild with desire. She washed me all over in return. She turned the water off and said, in an erotic, low voice, "I think we're ready." We dried off, and Kim dropped to her knees and kissed the tip of my cock, saying, "I've missed you, my lovely friend," and then took the length in her mouth. She sucked my cock in a way she never did all those years ago, deep, wet, and sloppy. She made me hold her hand and fuck her mouth. I loved it, and clearly so did she. I helped her up and put the towel on the sink bench. It was the perfect height. Kim spread her legs wide, and I knelt down and immediately smelt her familiar scent. I teased her clit with my tongue and then started eating her pussy, like I never did all those years ago. She tasted divine. I sucked her clit and inserted a finger to massage her spot inside her pussy. Kim was dripping wet. "Fuck me now," I heard her whimper. Then she loudly called out, "Fuck me, William. Fuck me now like you've never fucked me before." I obliged and stood up and slid my cock deep inside her pussy. It felt so familiar, just like the time so long ago when I fucked her on the bar fridge in the motel room. She groaned in ecstasy with each deep thrust. I fucked Kim like for about 10 minutes, but I knew there was something she really loved. I helped her off the bench and turned around, leaning on her elbows on the towel she was sitting on. Kim moved her feet apart like she knew what was coming approvingly. I slid my cock back into her pussy and held her hips and thrust into her with ever deeper motion until my entire ample length filled her pussy. My balls touched her clit as the tip of my cock and her cervix touched. Kim groaned in delight between panting, deep breathing. "You remembered what I love. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me," Kim called out. I fucked her like this for about 20 minutes, and then she whispered, "Fill me, baby. Come inside me." I needed no more encouragement. I shot my cum load deep inside of her with a loud groan. She called out, "Yes." I rested over her with my chest on her back as she held me inside her. She reached for a fresh pair of panties she'd placed on the bench when we first entered the room and asked me to help her put them on. As she pulled them up, my cock slid out, and she captured all that cum inside her panties. We cleaned up and went to eat and have a few drinks, looking at each other with smiles only we understood. Turned out we were on the same flight back to our country. We were both in business class and arranged to sit next to each other. Kim wanted to sneak in the bathroom and join the Mile High Club, but it was just awkward with the cabin crew moving about, so we had to settle for hand jobs and fingering under blankets instead. Kim sucked the cum off my fingers all night. She hopes we can meet up again sometime, and so do I. William. Well, hello, William. It's been a long time since we've had, you know, an airport story. It's funny that I just flew a couple weeks ago to Little Rock, picked somebody up at the airport, my manager, by the way, and went to Louisville. And I do find myself, like I said, anywhere I go, I'm watching and wondering people's stories. I know a lot of people do it, but I tend to think of it like this. And this weekend, when I was dropping my manager off and her best friend, I was watching people and thinking, what were they here for? Were they here for family, friends, maybe a tryst, maybe a hookup? Maybe they flew in to have something special with someone. If you were, first of all, I never knew there were showers in an airport. I never knew that. This must be a specific airport or a type of airport, but But then again, I don't go looking for showers in an airport. So that's very foreign to me, but very definitely kinky in this bit, I would think. So let me ask you, if you were minding your business at the airport lounge, would you possibly, if someone walked up to you from long, long ago, that maybe is definitely in your spank bank? They say we all have someone that got away. I don't know if I can say I have one that got away. I have someone that shoulda, woulda, coulda, or possibility, or we're clinging, maybe. Yeah, let's go with that. But then again, I don't know. I mean, I think of him not often. I think of how it ended. We were both very young, but nothing that I would be curious to meet up with him again, especially with all that I do now, right? Well, when you think of it, right? But would I get a shower in an airport for him? No, I don't think so. But have a drink? Absolutely. I'm a nice lady. More than that, he better wow me. Like I said, if you bumped into someone you once knew and maybe is still in your spank bank, the one you let get away, would you hook up with the gum? Would you see where it went? Would you push the possibilities of where it could go? Like I said, mine, for the person I've got in my mind right now, I'd have a drink and maybe see where it went. What about you? I really want to know. Dear Nikki, please let me introduce myself to your super cool audience. I will first share that I'm your self-proclaimed number one fan. I commute every day to work, and every Wednesday morning, you're riding shotgun with me. I look forward to hearing what you're up to and to experience laughter, eroticism, and sometimes disbelief from the stories that you share. It's Miles here. My wife Cheryl and I have been happily married for 32 years. We've been blessed to have a wonderful life together. I did write to you in 2021, Season 2, Episode 30. I explained how I was intrigued with the idea of sharing my wife with another man. I think it was around 2015 when we watched Gigolos on Showtime. In that episode, a husband paid a male escort to fuck his wife. The couple completely enjoyed their experience, and my mind melted immediately. Until that show, I never once thought about sharing my wonderful wife. Since then, I think of it a lot. I held it inside for a few years and feared that my wife would not be interested. If that was true, sharing these thoughts would possibly damage our lifelong romance. Do I want to damage our relationship? Never. So fast forward to September of 2018. I begrudgingly celebrated my 50th birthday. It snuck up on me, and I spent a period of time in reflection. Milestones like this will make you think of the time you have left and what you might regret. I shared with Cheryl that I want to have a good sex more often. So what I was really asking is for us to make more time for each other, especially in the bedroom. And by the way, I confessed that I wanted to see her get fucked by another man. So there it is. I admitted it. The thought of her getting extreme pleasure from another man or woman, or even a BBC, has been etched in my mind for years. And I finally shared this with her. Why did I wait so long? I shouldn't have kept this from her. Cheryl reacted very positively because she didn't dismiss my feelings or make me feel weird. She just took it in stride and needed some time to process my thoughts. And boy, did she needed some time. Remember that I told her all that right after my 50th birthday? I'm 55 now. So lots of discussions, lots of doubts from Cheryl, and I honestly doubted myself too. Our sex life has been electric since. I shared my thoughts with her, but there has been no movement on the desire to share her. She has even said that she would do this for me, but that's not the idea. I want her to fuck a guy or girl for reasons of simple pleasure. That's all. Having me there to experience this is just an added bonus. We've talked quite a bit about visiting Swingers Club to see what it's all about. In the last month or two, Cheryl shared that she's willing to go to a club, not to play, but just to see how we feel about it. That might be where the story ends, with me gently encouraging Cheryl to pick a day and time to go. That's where Dear Nikki comes into the story. On my commute to work recently, I listened to the latest Dear Nikki. I always get a little envious of the events and appearances that she talks about. They never seem to be even remotely close to Cheryl and I. Did she just say Louisville, Kentucky? When I got home from work, I re-ran her podcast to verify what she said. Club Tempton, Louisville, Kentucky. Woohoo! Cheryl came home and I fixed her a nice, easy cocktail, and then another. I explained that I have a fun question to ask her after she finishes number 3. It's hard to explain my feelings here other than I know if she says no, we will never go to a club. If we don't do it now, it isn't just meant to be, and I had to accept that. I asked Cheryl to please just hear me out and take the day or so to decide. Dear Nikki was going to make an appearance in Louisville on Friday night, and I would just love to meet her. And by the way, it's a cool swingers club. I think she spent 2 seconds thinking about it before she said yes. To go to the club, here we go. We had such a crazy drive, 250 miles, heavy rain, traffic jams would not deter us. Cheryl and I were on a mission. We got to Tempt at around 9:30. We were two deer in headlights and joined at the hip. We were going to make this our adventure together, and surprisingly, we weren't nervous at all. The staff at Tempted were welcoming, and we felt right at home. We got settled in and made our way to meet Nikki. I wrapped a small bottle of Woodford whiskey for her as a token of my appreciation for her amazing podcast. We chatted for a minute, and then the three of us found our way to the VIP room for a quick visit. Nikki listened intently and asked many questions of both of us. I think Nikki came to understand that I have been honest with Cheryl and that we have the capability to try new things. So after 32 years of married bliss, Cheryl and I both kissed a beautiful woman, Nikki. While Nikki and Cheryl kissed, I could not take my eyes off my beautiful wife. I felt exactly how I thought I would. It was off the charts sexy. Nikki asked more questions and went out of her way to make us feel comfortable in knowing that we could venture out of our box and try new things. The next thing I know, Nikki asked me for a kiss, and I turned my cheek to her. And then she asked Cheryl if she could kiss me, and she did. It was amazing. No cheek this time. It was full-on passionate kiss that I really enjoyed. This evening turned out to be much more than we had hoped. We loved every minute of it. As our time with Nikki was winding down, she needed to get back to her event, and I stepped out of to the restroom. Cheryl and I swore that we would not leave each other's side. That was before our new bestie, Nikki, was on the scene. I knew that Cheryl would be safe with Nikki, and I excused myself. As I turned the corner back to the girls, my beautiful wife was engulfed in a passionate kiss with another man. Once again, I could not take my eyes off my beautiful wife, and I was truly amazed how turned on I was to see her in a passionate moment with another man. It was over sooner than I'd hoped, but I'll never forget that scene. Cole stood up and came right over to me and said, "Welcome to the lifestyle." My only thought other than pure excitement was how much of this did I miss? Did I miss anything? Nikki set all this up in a few minutes that I was away. She's a sneaky one. Sneaky in the best possible way. Cheryl and I left the room and went to explore the club. We were both impressed with the people and the staff and overall facility. We did get to see a few people fucking in the fishbowl room, and that was another new experience for us. By that time, we wanted to be with each other and couldn't wait. We Ubered back to the hotel and had passionate sex, and afterward quickly fell asleep out of pure exhaustion. As soon as Cheryl woke up in the morning, I fucked her long and hard. While I was fucking her doggy, I completely pushed the mattress off the bed, and we had to readjust, and it took a second to catch my breath. Her pussy was so wet, it was making sloshing sounds. She felt amazing that it made me fuck her even harder and longer. Wow. Just wow. That was a new level for us. We couldn't wait to start discussing the fun, but quickly realized that it should probably wait until we left the hotel lobby breakfast bar. As we drove home, we talked about how everything was positive and there were no weird feelings on either one of our parts. I did have a knot in my stomach when she asked me if I wanted to know everything about her kiss with Cole. Could this be bad news? Does she think I'm crazy for wanting this? Is she repulsed by the idea of me sharing her? I explained that I obviously wanted to know everything. She went on to say that Cole is the kind of guy she would be interested in if she really enjoyed kissing him. I think she's interested in doing this again and pushing through more boundaries. This was music to my ears, and I think we'll definitely be moving forward to see where this goes. I'm hoping there will be more stories to come from this old married couple. My mind immediately goes to BBC, BWC, MFM, and FMF, and who knows what else. To Nikki, it was my pleasure to meet you, and I know Cheryl feels the same. You are a beautiful woman inside and out, and I can't thank you enough for the gift that you have given us. Miles. Well, like I said, when you were there, Miles, happy birthday. Oh my God. I couldn't keep a straight face through some of this. I mean, my cheeks hurt. Thank goodness you guys didn't arrive too much earlier than that. You would have seen me completely. I'm not doing the Cupid shuffle ever because I'm just directionally challenged. That being said, like I said in the beginning, everyone I met was just such a delight, having a drink with each one of you and getting to know each and one of you. And this, I was glad I could give you this. I knew, thank goodness they were there. I'll send a message to Cole and let him know that what she said. And, you know, he does live streams, so keep that out. Maybe I can give you guys a shout out. I did change your name. I could not leave it as it is. It's just, it just drove me nuts. I am so proud of you two. You two really, I mean, you came to see me. Did you expect to get this far, Miles? You know, that's what my biggest question is. What I did not realize, though, you've been around since season two and you wrote in. I don't remember you saying that night. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go back and listen now. There's been so many stories since, and I'm wondering if you made my book or if I might have you in my second book marked. Oh my goodness. Oh dear. Oh dear me. You might be in my second book. I'll have to go look at my highlights there because I have it outlined of what I'm adding. And I know I added some stuff from season two. If not, I might have to just throw you in there. So just saying. Again, Cheryl, I hope you're not saying that, you know, you're not checking in. I mean, it's good to check in. I'm glad you guys did that on the way home to check in and see it is. It's always good to center ground, as I would say. Especially after the first time and even after the 300th time, you know, it's always good to reconnect, reground, recenter with the person that you're sharing this with. I couldn't imagine doing anything at this level with my lover and not regrounding and seeing where we were at that given time and, you know, just kind of letting it play out and stuff. So I couldn't imagine. So I'm just humbled that you wrote this in. And you're right, the staff at Club Tempted was just top notch. I mean, seriously, you know, and what I like that I could show you, Cheryl, that there are women out there, you know, all the women there were like you and I, that just women, you know, just people there looking to, you know, sexually explore. They're our tribe. You know, not all clubs are going to be 100%, but I'm glad you found one that you can be Miles and Cheryl and not the names that you truly are. You know, remember what I said, you know, Cheryl, when you're in that mood for Miles, just say, text Miles and say, Miles, I'm in the mood for a bit of Miles. And I know he'll pick right up. I do have to say that I can't believe I almost bought that same outfit that you bought her, Miles. I got back to the hotel and the next morning I pulled it up and it was there. I haven't bought it yet, but I was looking at it again. I was like, oh man, I could really pull the trigger on this. Shame on you for tempting me. Cheryl, did you put it on? It doesn't look like it would have lasted. And how hard were you fucking her if you made the mattress fall off the bed? Oh dear. Oh guys, it was really nice to meet you and everybody else that was out there. I had such a wonderful night. We were both there. Right, I didn't realize we were going to be there Friday and Saturday until Thursday late night, and it just didn't work out for me to tell everybody, so I am so sorry. Hopefully, I'll be out there again soon. I'll know my dates, exact dates, and hopefully, I'll be able to announce them sooner rather than later or last second. This was kind of put together at the last second for me, so hopefully, when I'm out there again, I can have a sooner date in mind to tell you. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the night. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, go to Club Tempted. Like I said, it just go. Tell them Nikki sent you. It's an amazing place. Top-notch staff. The people that run it are just down to earth and make you feel like you're part of their tribe. And like I said, it's sensual and erotic and has a kink mix in, which is, I always find a fine balance. It seems like they did it perfectly. I don't know who designed it, but kudos to them. I looked everywhere and not once, it didn't lean hard one way or another. It definitely was very sensual and very erotic. And I know if you go, you're going to have an amazing time. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we go watch some people have sex? You know, maybe at the aquarium room? We can watch all kinds of things. Maybe we can hit their kink dungeon too. I'll let you tie me up. What do you think? I really want to know. And until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.